This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hands, but you know the right thing to wear. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bing Crosby. I have a few little things prepared for you tonight, which I hope will prove deserving. His song, it certainly seems appropriate for this time of the year. The winter breezes do blow. Looks like a cold, cold river, plenty of ice and snow, but we'll keep the love light in our hearts to glow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. It's gonna be cold outside. It's gonna be warm inside. So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire, side by side. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer is far away. Until then, I love you more and more each day.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Plenty of ice and snow. But we have to keep the love light in our hearts to glow. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share.
Gonna be cold outside.
Record breaking.
Gonna be warm inside.
Temperature taking.
So we'll cuddle up by cozy fire, side by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter. But until then, I'll love you more and more each day. Bug. As far as I'm concerned, I'll settle for hacking with a golf ball. Flipping the cutty hump around a little for my relaxation. Of course, as you know, America has no priority on ski enthusiasts. They're all over the world. Even the people in the equatorial belt head for the really high mountains in the hopes they're going to find some snow. But I'll bet you wonder how many comes as distinct news to a lot of skiers that their favorite sport is over 4,000 years old. It's proof positive that they were skiing around 2500 BC, and this group was discovered in Stone Age strata in Sweden. And because it was dug up in Hoting, that's H-O-T-I-N-G, the oldest of all skis, it's called the Hoting Ski. I don't know what the first splint was called. Later, rock carvings were found in northern Norway, which depicts two men on skis hunting elk. Archaeologists figure that these carvings date from somewhere around 2000 BC. Well, by the time historians and court reporters started to use quill and parchment, there was ample evidence that the Greeks, Turks, Chinese, and Russians all used skis for transportation, for hunting, and in war. A Byzantine word slinger named Procopius, he wrote his finished skis. Other scribes referred to skis as being wooden horses, and used by both the Turks and the Chinese. See, I wonder what the Chinese word for flipping is. Probably skiing or skiing or something. You think the skiers take their sport seriously today? Well, the Norwegians had a goddess of skiing named Skadi. Mention of her, you'll find, is made in the Norwegian literature dating from about 800 after death. And here's a parallel for a contemporary domestic problem. The goddess of skiing, that's Skadi again, was reputed to have jilted her husband and returned to the mountain to ski. She's bedabbled, you might call it. Seems that they had their troubles too. There's even a monument to skiing. Up in Uppsala, Sweden, it is. It was hewn out of the rock around 1050 AD, and there's nothing new about the sport being celebrated in song and verse throughout the Scandinavia. And here's a tale which could have been reenacted today. It's the story of heroism involving a Laplander. This fellow was held prisoner by the Russians during one of the many Russo-Finnish circuses. He was forced by the Muscovites to guide their ski troops against his people. But his courageous laugh led the Russian troops right over a precipice to the ears and their death. Of course, the ardent skier was a beautiful way to go. All this happened about 700 years ago. You know, the first mailmen to use skis in Norwegian? But in 1856, Snowshoe Thompson was alleged to have used skis to carry the mail over the mountains right here in California. Tells her that the first ski jump was made off the roof of the car shed, and there are a lot of early records of great Scandinavian skiers, which it's true make the present day lads look a little pale. One fellow picked up the clothing from the slope while executing a shirt, changed his clothes, and drank a glass of beer. How about trying that on your flat sometime, fellas? The one who didn't carry his cheap fares is a smorgasbord down Livingston, I'm sure. And there was another Superman from the past. He got in the race a few hours late, but still came in full. That's in the third hole. He skied 15 miles home and found that his stable had been tackled by a bear. Giving chase to old Bruin for 40 miles, he killed the beast and brought the meat and skins back home in two trips. In all, he skied 373 miles in 1 week. This guy's been talking enough to Munchausen. The kids, if you insist on skiing and have fun, stay out of splints. Yeah, I'll buy some attractive postcards and just look at it in the newsreel. That will satisfy me nicely.
Join up with the Rhythm Airs now. We're off on a trail.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, ding, ring, come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the snow. We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're driving along with a song of a regular band. Our
comfy, cozy, and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be.
Let's take that road trip forward and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for the plane ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home on Summer Day. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop.
At the fireplace where we watch the chestnuts pop,
pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When we pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie,
it'll merely be like a picture print by Curry and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives.
Just hear those things ring, ding, ding, ring, ding, 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 ding. Come on, it's lovely weather for the same life together with you.
Let's take that rosy chorus and sing a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for the sleigh ride together with you. Ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Everybody else.
Robin and Ranger wrote a great song for a picture I was in, a picture called Here Is My Heart, years ago. And it's become more or less of a standard with me on this time of the year. It's a beautiful thing, beautiful lyrics, beautiful melody too. It's called June and January.
Don't miss Andre Baruch, the host this Sunday on CBS Radio's All-Star program on a Sunday afternoon. Remember the great salute they did to Bing a short time ago? Well, this Sunday is a salute to Jerome Kern, plus music from the soundtrack album of The Bridges of Toko Ree, and the premiere of songs from the soon-to-open Broadway musical Plain and Fancy. It's all on a Sunday afternoon over most of these stations, following the Philharmonic Symphony. You enjoy the Symphonette every Sunday in the daytime hours on the CBS Radio Network. Stay tuned for the Amos and...